Peculiar suicide of Kurt Parker. Yes, it's impossible, just as it's impossible for the regular detectives to antagonize the newspapers. Scotland Yard found that out in the Crippen case.
My idea of the thing, Jameson, continued Kennedy, is that the professor of criminal science ought to work with, not against, the regular detectives. They're all right. They're indispensable, of course. Half the secret of success nowadays is in organization. The professor of criminal science should be merely what the professor in a technical school often is, sort of a consulting engineer. For instance, I believe that organization plus science would go far towards cleaning up that Wall Street case I see you are reading.
I express some doubt as to whether the regular police were enlightened enough to take that view of it.
Some of them are, he replied. Yesterday the chief of police in a western city sent a man east to see me about the Price murder. Do you know the case?
Indeed, I did. A wealthy banker of the town had been murdered on the road to the golf club. No one knew why or by whom. Every clue had proved fruitless, and the list of suspects was itself so long and so impossible as to seem most discouraging.
He sent me a piece of a torn handkerchief with a deep blood stain on it,
pursued Kennedy.
He said it clearly didn't belong to the murdered man, that it indicated that the murderer had himself been wounded in the tussle, but as yet had proved utterly valueless as a clue. Would I see what I could make of it? After the man had told me the story, I had a feeling that the murder was committed by either a Sicilian laborer on the links or a Negro waiter at the club. Well, to make a short story shorter, I decided to test the blood stain. Probably you didn't know it, but the Carnegie Institution has just published a minute, careful, and dry study of the blood of human beings and of animals. In fact, they have been able to reclassify the whole animal kingdom on this basis, and have made some most surprising additions to our knowledge of evolution. Now, I don't propose to bore you with the details of the tests, but one of the things they showed was that the blood of a certain branch of the human race gives a reaction much like the blood of a certain group of monkeys, the chimpanzees, while the blood of another branch gives a reaction like that of the gorilla. Of course, there's lots more to it, but that is all that need concern us now. I tried the test. The blood on the handkerchief conformed strictly to the latter test. Now, the gorilla was, of course, out of the question. This was no Rue Morgue murder. Therefore, it was the Negro waiter.
But, I interrupted, the Negro offered a perfect alibi at the start, and
no buts, Walter. Here's a telegram I received at dinner. Congratulations. Confronted Jackson. Your evidence is wired. Confessed.
Well, Craig, I take my hat off to you, I exclaimed. Next you'll be solving this Kurt Parker case for sure.
I would take a hand in it if they'd let me, he said simply.
That night, without saying anything, I sauntered down to the imposing new police building amid the squalor of Center Street. They were very busy at headquarters, but having once had that assignment for the Star, I had no trouble in getting in. Inspector Barney O'Connor of the Central Office carefully shifted a cigar from corner to corner of his mouth as I poured forth my suggestion to him.
"Well, Jameson," he said at length, "do you think this professor fellow is the goods?"
I didn't mince matters in my opinion of Kennedy. I told him of the Price case and showed him a copy of the telegram. That settled it.
"Can you bring him down here tonight?" he asked quickly.
I reached for the telephone, found Craig in his laboratory, finally, and in less than an hour he was in the office.
"This is a most baiting case, Professor Kennedy, this case of Kurt Parker," said the inspector, launching at once into his subject. "Here is a broker heavily interested in Mexican rubber. It looks like a good thing. Plantations right here in the same territory as those of the Rubber Trust. Now, in addition to that, he is branching out to the coastwide steamship lines. Another man, associated with him, is heavily engaged in a railway scheme from the United States down into Mexico. Altogether, the steamships and railroads are taping rubber, oil, copper, and I don't know what other regions. Here in New York, they have been pyramiding stocks, borrowing money from two trust companies which they control. It's a lovely scheme. You've read about it, I suppose. Also, you've read that it comes into competition with a certain group of capitalists, whom we'll call the system. Well, this depression in the market comes along. At once rumors are spread about the weakness of the trust companies. Runs start on both of them. The system.